way down to Cape Town, Intlebezana. By the way, before we even introduce you, congratulations on your SAFTA that you won last year.
Thank you.
Listen, that's a big deal. It's a massive deal to walk away with a SAFTA. I mean, you know, 2020 might have not been quite the phenomenal year that people would have expected it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for you, it turned out to be quite a highlight.
That was definitely a highlight of my year. I mean, I didn't even get the award in a traditional manner. It was all done online, on social media, and I went to collect it. But, you know, that doesn't even take away from the fact that I've achieved something so great, so big for myself. And it really was such an honor to be nominated with all those people. And at my very young age, I mean, I was 19,
mm-hmm.
I was still able to win. So that was just amazing.
Listen, interesting fact, Beyonce won her first Grammy when she was 19 years old and she was part of Destiny's Child. So clearly, this is definitely the road to success.
Written in the stars.
Listen, I'll take it all in. You are comparing me to the queen herself, so
her
I'm
majesty.
Okay with that.
Oh, thank you.
you're also into radio, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I am.
All right.
Was on my campus radio for 2018, 2019. I haven't started yet this year, but I'm excited to get back into it for sure.
I'm pretty sure on your bucket list of awards to achieve a, what is it, SA Radio Award is one of those things as well, right?
100%. We're only getting better and bigger from here.
No, definitely. All right, let's jump into it. So we're chatting about MIMO Virtual Campus Tour by a Standard Bank.
Yes.
It's obviously for first year students who are listening. This is a virtual tour, so take us through it. How is this different to your normal O week?
So we all know traditionally O week would be on campus. You'd have various societies from the university presenting themselves, as well as other companies, including Standard Bank, visiting different universities and just stating what services that they have for themselves that can benefit any sort of student. But due to COVID, obviously, that is not able to happen this year. So Standard Bank have created the MIMO Virtual Campus, and it really is an initiative by Standard Bank, which is to help students to get more from their money as well as their campus life. And I heard you say that it's for first-year students. It definitely is not just for first-year students. It's for first-year, second-year, third-year, fourth-year, whatever year you're in, you can definitely take part in it. And it's really all about helping students to navigate around campus, get more information how to manage their stress as well as their money. For me, money is one of the most important things when you're a university student, specifically when you're in a first year. When I was in first year, it was my first time getting money from my parents, me being independent with my money. And so Standard Bank is really all about helping us as students to navigate around, you know, sort of using our money correctly, but also having fun with it. The campus will also obviously have, you know, an opportunity for students to win lots of prizes. I mean, there's 90,000 Rand worth of prizes.
Wow.
5 1,000 Rand vouchers at every single virtual event, which will be happening once a week, as well as a laptop that's valued over 6,000 Rand. So it's really an opportunity for students to firstly manage or learn how to manage, how to take care of themselves throughout the year, but also win some money and open a MIMO account with Standard Bank.
All right. And this is obviously happening all week.
Absolutely. So basically, there's an event happening every single week. My event will be happening tomorrow at 3:15. That is on Blue Jeans platform, which is operated by Standard Bank. All you need to do to sign up is go on my Instagram page. That's Entlebizana, Entlebizana. You sign up there, and from then, you'll receive a student handbook with all the tips I'll be speaking about, but also just sort of navigating how you will be able to into the event and watch out live.
Now, obviously, you've made that transition from high school to university. You told us about, you know, managing your money, your parents, yeah, when you were first year. What would your advice be for those that are making that transition now from high school, where, mm-hmm, you know, you literally have to be in class every day, to varsity, where you're almost free to walk around on campus and do as you feel? What would your advice
be? Number one, I would always say be yourself. If you're yourself, you can really find people who can help you get through the university experience. Number two, understand why you are there. So even if you write it down before you start, you know, classes, or even if it's in your head, whatever it is, understand why you're there, why you're getting your degree, and your why will really get you through, you know, the difficult times of the semester, because there comes a point where things are a little bit rocky. So understanding why you're there and why you are doing your degree will help you get through it. And lastly, have fun. University isn't just about, you know, the books. That's the most important part, yes, but you want to create lifelong memories with amazing people. So relax, be yourself, make good friends, and have fun.
No, of course, that's definitely it. I do have to ask you, students get very creative with their meals. I mean, yeah. We've spoken about this several times on Breakfast. And
yes.
One of our members, by the way, who's working from home due to COVID, you know, restrictions, he enjoys a meal of noodles on bread.
Okay.
What is the most innovative thing you've eaten that you've come up with on campus and said, hey, this doesn't taste too bad?
I don't know about noodles on bread, but
thank
maybe
you.
Outside, who knows?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ente.
At the moment, I'm really experimenting with not eating any meat, just for the fun of it. I just want to see how it will treat my body. So yesterday, actually, I made a very good veggie burger. The sound of it, to me, if I was doing this probably like last month, would have been like, what are you even thinking? But when I tell you it was so good, there was avocado, there was tomato on a good piece of bread. It was so delicious. Lots of people thought I'm crazy, because who doesn't want to have traditional beef? Yeah. But it was so good.
So did you have to mince it all up, or did you just make a sandwich with vegetables and call it a burger?
Okay, listen, as a student, I don't have time to actually mix it all up and make a veggie burger myself. So I just go to the stores and I'm able to buy it for myself.
And since you've changed your diet, how are you feeling? Do you notice a difference? I mean, I've never thought of moving away from meat, but a lot of people have said, hey, it's life-changing.
It really is. I thought it would be difficult. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't go to the market the other day and I was smelling the bacon and I was like, I think I might just have some bacon. But overall, I mean, if you don't have it around you, then you don't get tempted to have it. And I feel good. I feel lighter. And I don't even know if it's in my head, but I feel healthier. I think a lot of the things that, you know, you feel start off in your head, then they start actually manifesting physically. But I definitely feel good about myself.
No, absolutely. Listen, after a night of partying and I eat a salad, I feel like I'm the healthiest person in the world.
Oh,
indeed. I know, definitely.
Even though that hangover is kicking hard and I'm like, all right, I'm never going to do this again. I'm gonna stick to this salad diet and eat lettuce and soil and anything else that I need to put in to change to my vegan diet.
You need to eat healthy every single day, and you need to make sure that you're feeding your body everything that it needs. So you need to actually incorporate it in your lifestyle. Then you'll actually feel the results.
Awesome stuff. Intle, give us your Instagram account one more time where people can check out and where they can register as well.
Yeah, so just to repeat it, like you said, it's Intle Bizana, EntleBizana, on my bio. You'll find a link over there where you can sign up to be part of the virtual event, which will be happening tomorrow at 3:15 with Standard Bank. There's lots of prizes to be won. I mean, 90,000 Rand worth of prizes. I forgot to mention, there's a cash prize to the value of 50,000 Rand to help you finance your studies when you open a MIMO account with Standard Bank. So, I mean, there's lots of different things that you can get out of it besides just, you know, tips on how to get good marks or do well this year. You can get some money, and we all know as students, we want extra money.
No, absolutely, we do. Listen, before we let you go, what's the big plan for this year? What have you got in the pipeline lined up? What exciting news in Intle's life?
I don't know if it's exciting, but I want to, you know, get my degree going. I want to get good marks. That's my biggest focus at the moment. I'm in third year now, so, you know, that is my main focus. However, I'm still doing TV for sure. I'm still on children's TV, impacting young people's lives, changing lives every single day. And that's something that I absolutely love. So I'm going to continue doing both things.
Awesome stuff. So we look forward to seeing you on our screens. Real quick, out of interest, what are you studying?
I'm studying a Bachelor of Business Science.
Mm.
And
nice.
My major is finance and accounting.
Wow, look at that. Finance and accounting as a major.
Yo, yeah. Come and deal with our money, please.
Yes,
yo.
Come. Yes.
I definitely will.
I can definitely see you replacing Tito Mboweni in the near future. But I do ask, please, Intle, no tinned fish. No tinned fish.
I promise. I mean, I promise you, I will definitely not have tinned fish. I mean, if you do know how to manage your money well, you will need to have tinned fish.
I mean, it's a wonderful meal. I tried it out of curiosity, but I promise you, you do not eat for the next 3 or 4 days because it is so filling and that omega-3 fish is so rich that for the next 3 days, you're like, kish up. I'm good. I'll pass on this.
I agree. I love my tin fish, but I don't know.
Yeah, but
I like to save some money for some salmon.
Oh, yes.
Yes, some salmon. There we go. Yes.
You are my people. Let's
add some caviar onto that as well. And then share that recipe for your veggie burger as well.
Yes.
Definitely.
Cool, man. Intle, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. You're an absolute rock star, and all the best with MIMO and Standard Bank Experience, which is coming to a campus near
you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Hopefully lots of people will be watching tomorrow. Come, guys. Listen. Come watch. 90,000 rand.
Awesome stuff, man. There we go. That's Intle chatting to us all the way out from Cape Town. SAFTA winner, Intle Bizana, who's a phenomenal individual. This is one thing that I love about interviews like this, is that when you chat to someone who's in the entertainment industry,
yes,
the interview goes like this.
It's just, they like know, this. They are here, and then you have to talk to a rep.
Oh, which rapper did you interview? That's what I want to know.